Let me jump on over to my opening monologue, The Right Side Way. And listen, with the Attorney General coming in today, it just really got my thoughts going about my deep concern for where we are as a nation right now. And I don't say that like I am hopeless. I'm not. Not at all. I am pragmatic in some ways, but I am what I would call optimistically pragmatic. I really do believe that we have an opportunity to turn the ship around off of things that have been occurring for the last 4 years. It's going to take work. But then beyond that, how do we invest in our future? How do we say, okay, never again, and here's how we're going to build the firewall, build the bulwark against the future potential for another Joe Biden type administration? Well, like many of you, I have this deep concern for the loss of conservative positions in national politics. I do. I mean, the Obama administration, it was awful as far as conservatives are concerned. But now, in the wake of nearly 3.5 years or more of the feckless, overly woke public policy positions of the Biden administration, I can safely say that for all his warts and blemishes, I think Obama was a little better. I mean, at least he knew where he was at all times, right? And the possibility of a Kamala Harris administration, that just gives me gas pains, to be honest with you. But in the midst of working to push back against liberal culture, I have the feeling, though, this is important, I have the feeling that Alabama could become one of the last bastions of defense for those positions that we hold dear. So I felt somewhat the same back in 2016, when Trump secured the White House. The fact that liberals had the epic meltdowns they did at the time told me that the victory was more than just an election. It was a chance to grab hold and build something. It was a chance to build a fortress. In 2020, we had that chance cut short with one of the most egregiously awful election processes ever witnessed in a supposedly first world nation. And we find ourselves on the brink right now of the chance to grab hold of it and see the change that all of us as conservatives are hoping and praying for. And since 2016, I have become more convinced than ever that we need to build a fortress. But this time, I'm not talking about what I used to refer to as Fortress America. I'm bringing it down to a macro to a micro level. I'm talking about the protections that are afforded in a fort built on the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I'm talking about Fortress Alabama. So think about it. What's a fortress? Standard dictionary definitions don't do the word justice. I mean, really, you have to create a full mental image to grasp what a fortress really is. A fortress is a strong place situated on key terrain. It's a place of refuge and security from dangers that lurk outside its walls. A fortress is a secure place in which strategies are formed, ideals are preserved, and provisions are stored up. It's a position from which attacks are launched against the enemies of those who are charged with the security of the whole land. The walls are thick, the ramparts are steep, flags wave from the highest point. The view from the top of the fortress takes in all of the lands that are to be protected, routes the enemy might use, and the clear fields of fire designed to hold attackers at bay. A fortress is not placed where it is in an accidental location. It is an intentionally developed strategic location built with great labor and forethought. And on the political and cultural landscape, Alabama has an opportunity to be a conservative fortress for the nation. We've been enduring a steady bludgeoning right now. We have. The last several years, we have endured a steady bludgeoning of our conservative principles by ardent liberal activists who pose as politicians. Right up there in the bully pulpit in Washington. People call me all the time to voice their concerns over the horrible situations they see on social matters, like the cult of transgenderism, the sexualization of children, the rabid push for abortion on demand. American foreign policy has become one of just do no harm as opposed to the projection of actual strength. The enemies of our nation have grown accustomed to tepid responses to their violence and extremism, and therefore our enemies have become emboldened. Right here on the home front, our southern border is so porous and so-called sanctuary cities are not fully confronted. Meanwhile, our courts have become a place where religious liberties and conservative values are deemed secondary to the advance of liberal activism, things like cash-free bail, social justice, and defund the police. Status quo liberals and teachers' unions have denounced and fought against the opportunity for parents to have the best educations for their child. Government regulations enacted by executive fiat have burdened free enterprise and destroyed jobs with regulations and taxes. Every major appliance in your house, from your HVAC to your light bulb, have been modified to suit the green energy activists. Look, I could go on. I could cite example after example for each of the topics just noted, but I am sure that you could all fill in the blanks on your own. But here's the thing. I am proud to be a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. That's my team. I have chosen not to remain ambivalent or fatalistic to the advance of liberal policies. And while there may be those in elected positions who choose not to address hot-button issues, or who consider something to be a moot point because it's deemed by liberals as inevitable, so they just give in, I pledge to lead. As my wife always says, there's more of us than there are of them. And I know that as a conservative, I am living among and speaking right now to a conservative majority. There really are more of us than there are of them. But there are pressing issues that demand our attention. I named some a minute ago. And the time we are in right now, a time such as this, is suited for the struggle. And the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, it may be more important right now than it's ever been. The mighty 10th Amendment states unequivocally that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. That's why I get so fired up when I see our Attorney General taking a stand against woke policies and federal overreach or violations of civil liberties. Because it means that Alabama's taken a stand in the face of the onslaught of liberalism that comes from outside of our state borders. And not just those things that are laws, but even those things that are just plain cultural, or a watering down of values or faith, or a challenge to our faith in general. We must be that state that other states look to for confidence. We have a Republican supermajority here right now. We hold all the statewide offices. Our public policy can be as conservative as we choose to make it. And the rest of the nation needs to know that if they need a refuge, a safe place to go in a crisis, that Fortress Alabama would stand like a stronghold on the horizon. But to do that takes time, and effort, and a sense of political will. Down in Montgomery at the State House, where our state laws are made, and directly across the street from the state capitol, emblazoned above the door to the Alabama State House is a Latin phrase. It says, "Audemus jura nostre defendere," Latin for, "We dare defend our rights." It is a symbol of the determination to ensure that government does not forget that its people are imbued with certain inalienable rights, not mere privileges, rights. Conservatism is ready for a comeback, in my opinion. The people have spoken. Those that we've elected to govern our state are largely portrayed as conservatives. They don't always match up, but they say they are. Well, as a state, as Alabamians, we have every right, then, to expect a building of a 10th Amendment wall around our state. That Alabama should participate in a turning of the tide that the nation and even the world takes note of. We need that. Our country needs that. So yeah, Fortress Alabama. It's a place that would provide refuge and provisions and strength in uncertain America. But only if the conservative mandate that we've been given is acted upon without delay. Because in the end, when generations to come look back on this time, we should not be recorded as being that state that merely shrugged our shoulders. We need to be building walls so that when people need a safe place to go, the 10th Amendment that builds Alabama as a conservative bastion is there. America needs Fortress Alabama. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean, I was thinking about the fact that our AG is coming on today. And the reality is, he's been doing exactly what I said, but just because he's doing it doesn't mean we can't also play our part. We have to hold our politicians accountable. We have to be willing to get engaged in the process ourselves. We have to be willing to have a voice and to say that this is right and that is wrong. It's part of what it takes to build a fortress. Fortress Alabama. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.